so much, sir, for this opportunity.
Amen. A great word, eh? It's good. Amen. All right, we're going to our first session this morning, and I just want to say something. When Reverend Emiko came yesterday, so when we were alone in the minister's lounge, so he turned to me and said, "You know what?" He said, "What?" I said, "You invited Pastor Ikechi," and I said, "Yeah." He said, "A few months ago, I felt deeply, and I just want to say this so you understand the process of inviting people, at least you know what I'm saying." He said, "I felt deeply inside my heart that you should invite her for WAFBEC. So I picked up my phone to call you, to tell you. Now, if you had told me, I would have done it. If Reverend Miko called me and said, 'Look, this woman is a solid woman, invite her,' I would have." But he said, "Let me not interfere." All right? He said a few weeks later, he just saw her name on the poster and said, "This is what was in my heart." All right? So what I want to say here, and you know how she, I just turned to her and said, "Pure word, that woman." He turned back, he said, "Pure word. That's it. Word." All right? So same thing Pastor John Hanna was speaking about, that when you push for your name to be mentioned, then you still should be in prison. Okay? I'm going to take off from what he shared on Sunday night, and that's last message. But nobody has ever taught that Joseph story the way he taught it. Nobody anywhere. That thing was revelation knowledge. And what you've got to understand is that God can still cause you to prosper, even though he knows that fundamentally you are not yet in complete alignment with him. All right? So he will bless you so that you can't leave him, but he will lock you up so that you are confused. Do you get what I'm saying? Because if it doesn't make you prosper and you get promoted, you will backslide. But he's promoting you on one hand, and the condition is deteriorating on the other hand, so that you can know, all right, but I said all of that to say that when I invite people to speak here, even John Hanna has known, Pastor Keon lived 1 mile away from where John Hanna also grew up. So they've known themselves for over 20 something years. I could easily have told Pastor Keon that, but I did not. All right? I just called somebody else that I knew and I said, "Help me." So Pastor Keon knew that Pastor John Hanna was coming when Pastor John Hanna put out a video and then I reposted it. That's when he knew he was coming for WAFBEC. You understand what I'm saying? And it's when we sat down at dinner and they were talking, was when I knew that he had known him since his teenage years. So I'm just trying to say that God, if you let God do his work, all right, it will unfold before your eyes. As you said, Reverend just told me exactly what you said. Pastor Keche, I wanted to call you. I picked the phone, I dropped it. Okay? Because if he had called me and I did it, I would have done it for his sake. And probably I would have looked at her from that angle and not from the angle that from my own heart. And the truth about it, I repeat this, I had never heard her preach before in my life when I made the call. It's after I made the call that I went to check. I went to check her hair. Let me see who I have invited. But she was the first person I invited without hearing her preach. But I just knew from calculation in the spirit realm. It's like prophetic insight that if this is here and this is here and this is here and we arrange this thing, this person must be on point for this work. All right? So with that, I introduce our first speaker. tonight we're going to have a healing meeting. I discussed it with him. I was in prayer and we're doing the fast, and God told me there should be a healing meeting and he should handle the healing meeting, and I informed him about it. So tonight we're going to have a healing meeting. All right. I'll be his John the Baptist. I will share. Listen to what I want to know. I will share what to do after hands are laid on you, and the difference between workings of miracles and gifts of healings. Because healing is a restorative process. And once hands are laid on you, what you should do after that. Are you following what I'm saying here? So that if you feel a slight headache after, you don't know that you think that nothing happened. And then you judge. Because what happens is, and Kenneth Hagin taught this, he said the reason why he went and started teaching truth was that when he was doing crusades around, the same people were following him everywhere, responding to the same altar call. So if they say the devil grabbed you yesterday, next week again, who did the devil grab? You come out. 2 months time, who did the devil grab? You come out. So there has to be a point where it stops. And it doesn't stop because your condition changed. It stopped because you decided after that point, all right, to do certain things. Let's rise to our feet and welcome Senior Pastor. You know, medical doctors have almost taken over our convention. All right? Medical doctor by profession, graduate of Rema Bible School, and Senior Pastor of Summit Bible Church.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. Clap your hands. Let's appreciate Pastor Poju. Amen. And let's also appreciate his very humble wife, First Lady, the First Lady of Covenant Nation. I thought somebody would. Glory to Jesus. The Lord's hand is upon you. It will continue to exalt you. In Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Always a great honor to be here. And to be right in front of my good friends, Pastor Kingsley and Pastor Mildred. Clap your hands. Praise the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. I want to recognize all the ministers, all the pastors. Oshumakinde, welcome. Thank you so much. Sunday of Gidibo. Praise the Lord. You're all welcome. Praise the Lord. And of course, my beautiful wife is here with me today. Why am I sensing bad belly on that side? I said my beautiful wife is here today. Somebody should. Hallelujah. It looks like these are my people here. These people here. We're here. Come on, somebody, give me good response. Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. You know, there was an experiment done. The minister did not know what was happening, but they wanted to check out something. So they got one side of the hall to respond, no matter what he said. They would shout and clap their hands. The other side would not do anything. So at the beginning of the message, he would run this way and preach, run this way and preach. Towards the end, he built a camp on that side. He didn't move again. As far as I was concerned, those people are demons on that side. These are the real people of God. Praise the Lord. So we have no demons in the house today. Am I correct? Glory to Jesus. Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus Christ. We open our hearts to receive from you. We thank you for your presence. We thank you for your word in the name of Jesus. And we receive it by faith. Amen. Before you sit down, find 3 people and greet them with laughter. Make sure it's a good laughter. Make sure it's a testimony kind of laughter. The kind of laughter you will laugh when you have your testimony. Some of you, I don't know if what you just did now was called laughter. Praise the Lord. No, but think about it, because God is going to do some amazing things. He spoke some things to me this morning. Now, before we even hear what God said, you need to practice laughter. Because when God finishes with you, you will laugh silly. So let me hear you laugh like you're going to laugh in a short while. Glory to Jesus. Ha, 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 ha. Praise the Lord. Okay, you can sit down, but you may have to stand up soon. There's so much mercy in the air. We've been talking about mercy all week. And the whole atmosphere is saturated with mercy. Everywhere, mercy. God is releasing mercy everywhere. In short, it is raining down mercy. This place, if you don't catch the mercy of God, I don't know where else you can catch it. And those of you watching, the same thing. It's awesome. It's amazing. Praise the Lord. Now, this morning as I woke up, I was praying in the morning and the Lord started speaking to my heart. I started hearing 14 days. 14 days. 14 days. Listen carefully. And then the Lord said to me, it has started. Glory to Jesus Christ. Now, several things are going to happen within the next 14 days. God is about to shift to somebody and put you in position for what will take place the rest of this year. Within the next 14 days. I don't know if I'm in the right house. You know, I don't know. Listen. What can God do within 14 days? What can God do for you within 14 days? Can I get a witness in this house? Somebody shout 14 days. Shout 14 days. Point at yourself and shout 14 days. Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. 14 days. I said, Lord, 14 days of what? He said, shifts. Set up. And boost. Glory to Jesus. Somebody's situation, I'm not just talking natural, that includes spiritual, is about to shift. You have been asking God for things. You have come to the conference. You have been trusting God. It has started. Say amen, somebody. Then God said, set up. He's about to set you up. You're about to suddenly meet some people. And it will be a setup. You're about to suddenly find yourself in some strange conditions. It will be a setup. Because it's setting you up for the fullness that will take place in your life throughout the rest of this year. This is 2022. It is your year of fullness. Let it happen to you according to the loudness of your shouts. Hallelujah! Glory to Jesus Christ. Then he said, boost. Within the next 14 days, he's going to bring a supernatural boost. This is necessary because where you have areas of stagnation, and some of you have been going through some stagnation in certain areas, in other words, something is becoming a hindrance, and God is saying, I'm about to bring a supernatural boost. Oh, let me have somebody to demonstrate what I'm going to say. Let me have one person. Come on. Yes. This is what God is going to do. Glory to Jesus. Let me have two more people. You come and stay here. Thank you, sir. Just turn around. Glory to Jesus. Face those two people. Face them. Now, both of you, I want you to stand side by side facing him, but put your hands, join your hands. So this man is moving and encounters an obstacle. Praise the Lord. Now he's moving. But how many of you understand? The enemy's job is to be an adversary. That is what he does. That is his expertise. So he comes, and sometimes believers are so naive. We behave as if we don't know that the devil knows his job. And what he does is, it doesn't matter if it is the will of God. Listen, sometimes when it's the will of God, you'll have the greatest opposition. So sometimes people say, well, you know, like people get married, all right? And then they come and meet you for counseling and say, Pastor, I made a mistake. And I know what he means. What he means is he's now seen some difficulties, so he assumes he married the wrong person. I said, no. When you marry in the will of God, it doesn't mean you won't have challenges. It doesn't mean you won't have opposition. Sometimes when you're marrying the will of God, you're going to have more problems. Amen. Because the devil will come against whatever is the will of God. He doesn't bother with something when it's not the will of God. But if it's the will of God, that's when that becomes a target. Are you with me? So you have this hindrance. This is a prophetic picture. Take note. It's going to happen within the next 14 days. I'm saying this because God said it to me. I won't just come and say 14 days. Unless the Lord spoke it to me, I won't say it. Does that make sense? So I want you to be expectant because it's going to come to pass. Believe the Lord thy God, it shall be established. Believe his prophets and you shall what? Prosper. Say amen. Amen. And this is the picture where God, there's a hindrance that's trying to block you now. Try and stop him. Stop him as he's trying to move. And there's a hindrance and it's happening in the realm of spirit. He's not even sure what's going on. And then the Lord comes and brings a boost. Supernatural. Say amen, somebody. Go ahead. Come on. Push through. Come on. Bros, you are spoiling my drama now. Hallelujah. When the Lord brings boost, you are supposed to give way now. What kind of... Did they send you people? Okay. All right. Now try again. There's a problem. Oh. Hallelujah. Somebody say supernatural boost. Within the next 14 days, if you believe it, shout aloud. Hallelujah. Clap your hands for them. Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. So I began to pray some more. And then I started seeing babies. And this is what I saw. I saw right here on this altar. I saw angels standing here. Standing here just on the altar. Carrying things. Then I saw people coming to receive. And so, before I finish, I'm going to call some people out, alright? All you have to do is come and touch here. Now, those of you who believe in God for fruit of the womb, run out quickly and touch the altar. Quickly. Quickly. Receive as you touch the altar. Receive. Touch it. Say receive. Say receive and then you can go back. Make contact. Make contact. Make contact. Make contact. Make contact. Make contact. Once you make contact, say receive. And once you receive it, go back to your chair. You will testify. Before the end of this year, you will testify. Hundreds, even those of you watching, now those of you watching online, I know you cannot come here, but if you're watching online, stretch your hands right now towards the screen. In the name of Jesus, I release that same anointing upon you wherever you are. Take it in the name of Jesus. Glory to Jesus. The fruit of the womb is the will of God, though. Do you know it's the will of God? It's not the will of Satan, it's the will of God. So it's not God that stops you from having children. Hallelujah. Those of you going back to your chairs, as you go back, start to give God praise. Let me hear you. Come on, wherever you are, give him praise. Glory to Jesus. I'm just doing what the Lord showed me to do. So just do it and then it will be confirmed. Amen. Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Then I saw this. Unusual. Divine hookups. I saw it taking place in the first quarter of this year. Unusual divine hookups that will affect you in the area of ministry, affect you in the area of business, and in the area of marriage. So what I'm going to do now is the Lord said, singles. Those of you who are singles, believe in God for a spouse. I don't mean single and you're 12. Say amen, somebody. Oh, amen. You are of marriageable age. Are you with me? Come on, quickly. The angels are here. Come on, touch the altar. Touch the altar. Come on, touch the altar. This year, we'll have so many testimonies. It will be amazing. Touch the altar. Come on. Touch the altar. Ah, there are many singles I didn't know. Touch the altar. Please, once you touch it, say, I receive. If you're a woman, say, I receive husband. If you're a man, say, I receive wife. I don't want any man here receiving man. No man receive man. No woman receive woman. Come on. Once you receive, go back to your chair. If you can't go back the way you came, find another way that is cleared. You see, actually, yeah, go ahead. Be quick. I'm just obeying the Holy Ghost. You will testify. I said you will testify. If you believe me, you will shout amen. No, you will testify. I said you will testify. I said you will testify. I said you will testify. As you're going back, give God praise. As you're going back, give God praise. Give him praise like you have what you came here for. Begin to thank him like you have what you came here for. Begin to thank him like you have what you came here for. Those of you watching online, stretch your hands and begin to receive. Begin to receive. Begin to thank him. Begin to make contact. You may not be here physically, but you can make spiritual contact from wherever you are. Right now, start to receive in the name of Jesus. Divine hookups. Divine hookups. Glory to Jesus. Glory to Jesus. Divine hookups. Within the next one quarter, between the first quarter of this year, if you're in ministry, expect it to happen, it will happen. If you're in business, expect it to happen. If you are single and trusting God for a spouse, expect it to happen. Expect it to happen. I wasn't planning to do this until this morning, and the Lord began to show me what he wanted me to do today. Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. Come on. As you're going back, be giving God thanks. Be giving him thanks. Be praising him as if you have it. As if you have it. As if you have it. Pastor, is it that easy? Of course. Why do we always want to make the things of God so difficult? Hallelujah. Jesus says, my yoke is easy. My burden is light. Hallelujah. Satan is the one who brings difficulties. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to Jesus. So that means we're going to have a lot of babies this year. Am I correct? And that means we're going to have a lot of marriages this year. Both here and those of you watching, glory to God. So, Pastor Mojo and Pastor Tony, get ready for marriages. You may have to do 10 at once. Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, hallelujah. Somebody should be happy, oh. You should be happy, oh. Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. And then when you get married, when you need counseling, go and meet Pastor Kingsley and Pastor Mildred. They're here. They're even here. Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. 14 days. My God. What can God do in your life in 14 days? Oh my goodness. What can God do in your life in 14 days? Hallelujah. Can he do it? Can he do it? Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Somebody with sickle cell disease has been healed. Somebody else with spondylosis has been healed. That pain in the back as I'm speaking is beginning to disappear. You can even start to move your back. You can start to move your back. You'll see that pain goes. As you move your back, it disappears. Now, I know we have a healing service tonight, but I just believe God wants to just release a few things. And I believe some of you will have your testimonies to bring back tonight and share your testimonies. Is somebody here with me? I'm seeing somebody with, there's pus coming out of your breast. The Lord is healing you right now. There's pus, pus, pus. And somebody else says, pus coming out of your private part right now. You came with it. The Lord is healing you right now. He's healing you right now. Glory to Jesus. Glory to Jesus Christ. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say I receive. Now, even if I don't call your situation, it doesn't mean you can't receive. Because there's so much mercy here. So much mercy everywhere. If I was you, I'd just be receiving now. If I was you, I'd be receiving. Wherever you are, I'd be receiving. Glory to Jesus. Let this waffbeck not pass you by. Say amen. Amen. Glory to Jesus. I'm seeing somebody like you have like what the best way to describe it, like a little lump in your eye. Little lump in your eye, and it's just been there. I don't know if it's causing you any problem, but just been growing. The Lord says, watch it now. It's beginning to disappear. Somebody else, you have the three teeth there that are giving you problems. And the Lord says, you'll feel the warmth right now. As I'm speaking, the warmth is there. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Let me say it like that. Yes, Lord. Cancer is being healed. Cancer is being healed. Cancer actually has been removed. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout mercy. Glory to Jesus. Somebody, there's some kind of intestinal problem. You have some kind of torsion you're having in the intestines. And it just continues to give you a problem. The Lord says receive your permanent healing now. Permanent, because you get healed and then it comes back, and you get healed and it comes back. Lord says, receive your permanent healing right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Somebody with palpitations, that heart is coming to peace. Peace to your heart. I speak peace to your heart. That palpitation, calm down, calm down. You know, it reminds me of what happened to me some years ago. I was lying in my bed and I began to have alarming symptoms in my heart. Alarming symptoms. And I said, Lord, what's going on? And the Lord said to me, speak to your heart. It is your heart. So you know what I said? I said, my heart, listen to me. Calm down. That's what I said. I said, calm down. So I did like this. Calm down. And it calmed down. I'm not kidding. It just calmed down. Say amen, somebody. Amen. We have to learn how to speak. Amen. We have to learn how to speak to situations. By faith and be specific. Glory to God. Another time, my wife is aware, I had this lump here, right under my tongue here. And it lasted for about 1 year because I was just standing on the word and just, you know, giving God praise and it just wouldn't go. And then it became painful after a while. So I went to the hospital to check it out and the guy did a scan and said, there is something there, you know, he wasn't sure what it was, but says there's a lump there. That's all I needed to hear. When I got to him, I was like, Lord, I need to give me specific direction. How do I fix this? And all this time, I've just been, you know, thanking God and all, but not being specific. I didn't speak to it. The Lord said to me that night, I was praying, Lord said, speak to it. So I said, listen, you, whatever you are, you cannot stay in my body. You have to go. So I command you to come out. I went to bed. My wife remembers. I was lying, you know, sleeping, and then suddenly I felt something coming out. Like this. So I just got up and looked. Boom. It came. I had to spit it out. I went and threw it in the toilet and that was it. She's aware. I even gave it to her. I gave it to her. I showed her. Sorry. Before I gave it to her to hold. She held it. She was like, yeah. I said, no problem. But that was the yeah. That was inside my mouth. But it's gone now. Same as somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus Christ. Whatever area of sickness you have in your body, lay your hands right now, right there. Lay your hands on your body. Lay your hands on your body. If you're not sure if it's internal, just lay your hands on your head. Some of you are going to testify before the service tonight. Glory to Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I command your bodies to be in alignment with the finished work of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus, I command your bodies to be whole and healthy. I cast away every affliction. 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 In the name of Jesus. Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. Then I also heard this morning. The Lord says, how many of you believe that God can do financial miracles? Do you believe that? Do I have a few of you that can believe that? Can he do financial miracles? I went to preach somewhere in the US, and I wasn't the one preaching at that time. Another person was preaching, and he said what I just said. Now, he said, financial miracles have been released. Some of you need it. So you move to the next dimension. How many of you need a financial miracle to move to the next dimension? Oh, everybody. Praise the Lord. Glory to Jesus. So while he was speaking, something just hit me. You know, and I just believed. I said, Lord, I believe it. And so while he was speaking, while where I was, I just said, receive it. I took it. Then I left the city where I was and traveled to the city where I was supposed to preach. And the pastor came to pick me up, right? And said to me that, because I used to live there. So the pastor brought an envelope for me and said, this is an envelope from the IRS. I said, IRS? I have no business with IRS. Tax? I've left America many years ago. So I opened the letter to read it. They wrote a long letter explaining to me why they're owing me a big amount of money. If I mention their mouth, somebody will have bad belly. So I read it. Even in the letter, I couldn't understand what they were saying. It didn't make any sense. It didn't make any sense. So I was asking the pastor who came to pick me, who's an American. I was like, I don't understand this. So I read the letter. She said, it doesn't make any sense. I said, but, you know, I mean, that's just, what am I supposed to do? She said to me, Pastor, why don't you stop asking questions and go and make a deposit? I said, that sounds like God. Amen. So you know what I did? I just went. I went and I went to the bank and I gave them the check, and it was a good check. Amen. The deposit entered my account. My account rose. It wasn't fake money. It was real. Till today, I cannot tell you how that money came. Big money. Can God do the same thing for you? I know why this is happening, because we've been hearing about mercy, 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 and now God is releasing. Say amen, somebody. Say, I receive my own miracle money. Say, I receive my own financial miracle. Say, I receive it. Now, if you don't need it, don't receive it. But if you need it, shout aloud, I receive it. It will happen, no. It will happen, no. This month of January, it will happen, no. Glory to Jesus Christ. Glory to Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. God is into financial miracles. When my wife and I went to America to go to Bible school, we had some issues, financial issues. We just didn't have enough money to pay for everything that we needed to do, and we could not walk. And I stopped practicing medicine. I couldn't do anything. So I had to, because the school I went to, you couldn't walk. You had to just, you know, have either you had money or you believe God. So I was meant to be there for 2 years. Things were getting really tight. So the Lord began to speak to me. The Lord began to speak to me about giving. All this time I knew about giving, though. But how many of you know when crisis hits you, you will start looking for what you know, which you have not been practicing? So I had to go back and, you know, they say giving works. So let's start giving, because we don't even have enough money to make it. So if we give, it doesn't really cost us anything. Say amen, somebody. Because whether we give or don't give, the money no reach. Does that make sense? So that's what we began to give. I just began to give. And then God began to move. Hey, listen to me. Tithing. Is it tithing? You see, there are certain things that you do to provoke mercy. And that's where we have to, I'm going to talk about this just before I close. There's a faith response required to receive mercy. A faith response. And all these things we're talking about, whether it's giving or tithing, all those things are so important, because they're faith actions that allow you to receive, create a channel for you to receive. Praise the Lord. So what happened, you know, first of all, what happened was the tithe. We had some money with us, which we thought would last us for 2 years. When we got to America, we realized the money would last us for 6 months. By the time you pay rent, by the time you do all kinds of things, that's how it was. So I wasn't planning to tithe. Because why should I tithe? You know, somebody gave us money to go to Bible school. We went to Bible school. This money is for school. It's not for tithe. See what I'm saying? So here it was, things began to go down. The money's finishing because you're using it. I can't walk. And then somebody, you know, called me, one of my friends who used to be with living in somebody else's house, and it was having difficulty. So he called me and began to talk with me about the possibility of him staying with us. But before that time, I came back home one day, and the Lord said to me, you need to tithe on that money. That's what he said. I said, Lord, how can I tithe? We don't even have enough money. And the Lord says, exactly, that's why you should tithe. See, we can't afford not to tithe. Does that make sense? So here I was, and then I put on the TV, and it was a Christian station, and somebody was teaching about tithe. And this is how the person did it. You need to bring a tithe to the house of God. So I put off the TV quickly. This was harassment. Glory to Jesus. Then, when I knew there was a problem, was when one day I came back home, and my wife called me and says, we have not yet tithe. We did not tithe on that money. Now, tithing, what does tithing do? It gives God full legal rights to the rest of the money. So you are giving, tithing 10%, you're allowing God to help you manage the 90%. So that 90% becomes of maximum productivity because of 10%. Does that make sense? It's like inviting God into your finances. That's what it is. Glory to God. So, oh my goodness, I'm telling you, things were just going wrong. The insurance company wrote to us and said the car that we were using, the insurance, there was a mistake. And actually, it's supposed to be 100% increase on the insurance. 100% increase. I came back another day, 4 tires flat. This is real. So, when I began to consider all these things, I said, Lord, okay, I will give my tithe. Right? I know you're not the one causing these problems. But I feel like I've exposed myself. So what did I do? I went to church that day and I gave my tithe. I got home. And that brother I was telling you about called me and said, please, can I come and stay in your house? I know you have an extra bedroom. Can I stay in your house? This is how much I will pay you. When he told me how much he will pay me, the whole rent for that apartment, what he would pay me, I would only have to add $16. So which means it was giving me $400 and something. That was in 1996. $400 and something. I will add $16 and pay for the whole apartment. So in essence, he's the one paying for the apartment. So when he told me, you know what I did? I said, I will call you back. Let me pray about this. For real. I dropped the phone and I felt the Lord rebuke me. He said, pick that phone up and call him back. So I called him back immediately. I said, the Lord said it's okay. I used my own car, went and helped him and carried his load and brought it to the house. So the guy entered his room. So God brought our supply into our room. Is somebody here with me? So we began to give. I began to give, and then there was this lady I led to Christ as soon as we got to America. I led her to Christ, right? New believer. 6 months after, the money is going down. 6 months after, when the money is about to finish, the lady calls me. She said to me, says, the Lord spoke to me. Don't forget, I just led her to Christ 6 months ago. She said, the Lord spoke to me. I said, what did the Lord say to you? Because you just now, I just led you to Christ. Hallelujah. I need to judge the prophecy. Say amen, somebody. She said to me, the Lord, she was a computer analyst, making a lot of money. She said to me, the Lord spoke to me that whenever I get my salary, I should divide it and bring your portion. I said, oh, Chidekedeha, this is God speaking. You are hearing God very well. I'm quite impressed at your maturity. God could have said this. Satan can never say this. My wife is a witness. And she will bring it every week on Fridays. So we'll be in the house. Sometimes if she finishes work late, even if it's 12 midnight, she will come to the house and throw stones at the window for us to come and collect our portion. May you receive your portion. May you receive your portion. This year, may God touch somebody for your sake. And the person will bring your portion. Hallelujah! this happened until we finished school. Now, this woman is making a lot of money. So you can imagine by the time somebody divides her money and brings our own portion. We began to live like big people. Say amen, no. We began to buy some things we couldn't buy before. Hallelujah. Is somebody here with me? This year, 2022, is your year of fullness. It's your year of fullness. God will do it for you. Say amen, oh. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. Then the Lord said to me also this morning, new anointings. New anointings. New anointings. New anointings. And new means new. That means there's certain areas you've desired to step into. You haven't yet been able to step into. God says, those areas, and this is how he put it to me. He said, you're about to step into the early phases of those areas. Now you have to show yourself faithful. You have to show yourself faithful, and then it will increase. So I heard it clearly, new anointings for ministers, but not just for ministers. There are many other kinds of anointings that people need to step into so that you're able to be elevated to that place where you can function in your fullness and have full expression. Is somebody here with me? Somebody say, I receive it. Those of you watching online, also lift your hands and say, I receive it. I receive it. Lord, I receive new anointings. I receive it. I receive the anointing to move into the next dimension. I receive it. 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 The Holy Ghost is everywhere. Wherever you are, lift your hands. Keep your hands up. Open your spirit. Now, open your spirit. Let him pour it in now. Let him pour it in right now. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Have your way. Have your way. Have your way. Some of you are stepping into the prophetic. Lift your hands and begin to receive now. There's the new anointing's been dropped on you. The angels are now moving across the aisles. They're dropping it wherever you are. Start. Be expectant now. Be expectant. Come on. Be expectant. There's somebody I'm seeing. You're about to start prophesying. Even before the end of this service, you can't hold your mouth back. The spirit of the prophetic is coming upon somebody. If you have that unction now where you are, start prophesying. Start prophesying where you are now. Don't hold it back. Start speaking. I'm seeing those of you in the music ministry. New anointings are coming. New anointings are coming. New anointings are coming. Wherever you are, start receiving now. New anointings are coming. New anointings are coming. All over this place. Open up your spirit and receive now. New anointings are coming. New anointings are coming. New anointings are moving across this place. Those of you watching online, also start receiving. Wow, 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 wow. I'm seeing so many people prophesying. Prophesying. It's in your spirit. And the Lord has triggered something throughout this conference. It's been triggered. The spirit of prophecy is upon somebody. Even in the realm of business, there are new anointings coming. In the realm of business, receive it, receive it, receive it, receive it. Receive it. Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God. Receive it. So Somebody has desired to be a teacher of the word. You've desired so much. You come to WAFPEC and you're like, I want to teach, Lord. It's in my heart. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. If you sense the unction to prophesy, do so immediately. Just start speaking it out. Even if it doesn't make sense to you, speak it out. I'm seeing in the spirit, I'm seeing some businessmen. The Lord says, the anointing for the billion flow has come. I repeat myself, the anointing for the billion flow has come. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Somebody ask God for that this morning. The anointing for the billion flow has come. God is about to elevate you. Now receive it. Somebody's been healed of fibroids. Somebody's been healed of fibroids. Watch it now. It is shrinking. It is shrinking. You are going to feel something. You might not, but some of you are going to feel something right now around your womb. Wherever you are, receive. Wherever you are, receive. Those of you watching online, receive. Receive. There's no distance in the spirit. God will reach you where you are. God will touch you where you are. Now listen, 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 new anointings, oil, oil has been poured, oil, oil, new oil, new oil, it's happening, new oil, new oil, new oil. Somebody's feeling like electricity, very strong. Some of you just need to close your eyes so you're not distracted, because you need to receive from God. New oil. New oil. New oil. New oil. Now listen, listen, let me tell you, there's some other things the Lord showed me this morning. The Lord says that many of you in business, many of you here, some of you are just starting. And the Lord said, I know I spoke about the boost, right? The boost. The Lord said, get ready, because this year in particular, this year will change everything for you, this year. Listen, it doesn't matter what you hear on the news. Doesn't matter what you hear. Doesn't matter what they say. Even if there's another variant. Doesn't matter what they say. Your case is different. You understand what I'm saying? So don't be moved. Focus on God. The Lord said, for those of you who just started business. Alright? And it's not like just some of you just started a new move. A new direction of business. The Lord said, let me see your hands if that was you. If that was you. Just started something new. Let's say within the last 1 year or so. Let me see. Within the last one. Let me see. All right. Glory to God. Lord said this. There's going to be a boost, right? There's going to be a boost, right? But then you're going to have, there's going to be an abundance of customers and clients. Some of you, by the time you get home tonight, you will have received several phone calls. Because it is starting as I'm talking. As I'm talking. Glory to Jesus Christ. Are you here with me? Glory to Jesus. If you started in a new line of business, within the last 6 months. Let me see. Wave your hands at me. Come quickly. Touch the altar. Touch the altar quickly. Quickly, quickly. Be fast. Be fast. Touch it and go back. That's all. Just touch it, receive, and go back. It's happening. You'll be shocked what God will do. Quick, 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 quick. As you go back, give him praise. As you go back, give him praise. As you go back, give him praise. Praise him like you believe it. Praise him like you believe it. You come this way, go back that way, okay? Praise him like you believe it. Those of you online, stretch your hands and begin to receive. Those of you online, stretch your hands and begin to receive. Stretch your hands and begin to receive. As you go back, give him praise. As you go back, give him praise. Do as if you believe it. Do as if you believe it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I can't hear you praising God. You have to praise God. You have to thank him like you have received it. Glory, 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 glory. Glory, 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 glory. Glory, 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 glory. Some of you, you will see a sign before the end of today. You will see a sign before the end of today. You will see a sign before the end of today. You will have a sign for the end of today. You will have a sign for the end of today. Give him praise, give him praise, give him praise, give him praise. The last thing, this one, you can't come out because I know that many of you, this last one, but I saw it this morning. It's not, I don't think it's not for everybody, but I'm sure a lot of people. I saw it like this. Actually, let me redress. When he spoke about babies, this is what he said. He said, babies, cars, and houses. Listen, there's a lady in our church who was working for a certain company, and she worked so well, they called her. She came and gave me a testimony. Says they called her, and just to appreciate her, they gave her a 5-bedroom house in a choice part of town. Listen, she did not pay a dime for that house. You know, the Bible says, I'll give you houses you did not build. We have entered another dimension as the body of Christ. Hallelujah. Where miracles become like what? Like breathing. Hallelujah. You breathe miracles. Say amen. Somebody say, I breathe miracles. Are you with me? Are you ready? Are you ready? Cars and houses. How many of you need cars and houses? I know it sounds strange, but that's what the Lord spoke to me, all right? I actually was going to give you a long message. The Lord said, stop right there this morning. If you are one of those, jump up 5 times. Jump up 5 times. If you believe it, shout. Shout. Praise the Lord. Now listen, How he does it, I don't know. But one thing I know, you have to be faithful to God. Amen. You have to follow whatever instructions he gives you. Are you with me? As you have your seat, shout as you sit down. In 12 minutes, I'm going to give you a short message. 12 minutes. Two sides to the supply of mercy. Two sides. Very important. Very simple. There's God's side and there's our side. God supplies, we receive. Is that easy enough to understand? Our side is simple. Faith. Matthew 9 verse 27, quickly. Matthew 9:27. When Jesus departed from there, two blind men followed him, crying out, saying, Son of David, have mercy on us. They wanted mercy. Next verse, watch this. And when he had come into the house, the blind men came to him and said, Jesus said to them, do you believe that I'm able to do this? What did they ask for? Mercy. What did he ask them for? Faith. They said to him, yes, Lord. That means I believe. Next verse. Then he touched their eyes, saying, according to my mercy, let it be to you. According to my mercy, let it be to you. According to my great mercy, let it be to you. What did he say? According to your faith, let it be to you. In other words, receive my mercy. How? By your faith. Come on, somebody. Are you getting this? Mark 10:46. Mark 10:46. Now they came to Jericho. As he went out of Jericho with his disciples, a great multitude, blind Bartimaeus, son of Timaeus, sat by the road begging. Next verse. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. What did he want? Somebody help me. Mercy. Jump to verse 51. Verse 51. So Jesus answered and said to him, what do you want me to do for you? The blind man said to him, Rabboni, that I may receive my sight. That was the mercy he needed. The mercy of healing from that blindness. Then Jesus said to him, go your way. Your faith has made you well. No, that's not what he said. What he said was, go your way. My mercy has made you well. No, that's not what he said. He said, your faith. But the man came for mercy. Right? Did he receive mercy? Yes. How? By his faith. Somebody said, my faith is how I receive the mercies of God. Go to Mark 9. Okay, before Mark 9, let's look at that scripture we looked at yesterday. Go to Matthew 15, verse 21, quickly. Matthew 15:21. And Jesus went out from there and departed to the region of Tyre and Sidon. Next verse. Behold, the woman of Canaan came out from that region and cried out to him, saying, have mercy on me, O Lord, son of David. My daughter is severely demon-possessed. Now jump down to verse 26. Verse 26. He answered and said, it's not good to take the children's bread and throw it to the little dogs. Next verse. She said, yes, Lord. Yet even little dogs eat the crumbs which fall from their master's table. Next verse. Watch this. Just answered and said to her, oh man, great is your faith. Let it be to you as you what? Desire. Her daughter was healed that very hour. How did she receive it? Faith. So we can't talk about mercy without talking about faith. What does it mean to, you know, faith? I've heard people say there's a difference in faith and belief. That's wrong. It's the same word. If you check out the Greek word, the same thing, pistis. Pistis for belief, pistis for faith. Same word. To have faith means to believe. And what does it mean to believe? Watch this, very simple. Someone say simple. Say it is simple. What does it mean to believe? It means to accept God's word as truth. The minute you accept God's word as truth, you are believed. It's not difficult. In other words, believing is a choice. Once you make that choice, you are in position to receive the benefits of his mercy. Are you with me? Okay, now go to Mark 9:20. Mark 9:20. Then they brought to him They brought him, there was a man who had a son who was epileptic, right? He brought it to the disciples of Jesus and they couldn't cast the devil out. So the man now comes to Jesus and says, so they brought him to him, and when he saw him, immediately the spirit convulsed him and he fell on the ground and wallowed foaming at the mouth. That's the boy. Next verse. So he asked his father, how long has this been happening to him? He said, from childhood. Often he has thrown him both into the fire, into the water to destroy him. But if you can do, watch this. If you can, oh Lord. Somebody say, if you can. Question, can he? Does he have the ability? Does he have the capacity? So the question is not if he can. Because he can. And yet people are suffering. Because he can, and yet people are sick. Because he can, and yet people are what? Oppressed. But he can. So what's the problem? Jesus switches this whole equation to the man's side. The man brought it to Jesus, and Jesus gave it back to him. Watch this. He says, if you can believe. It's not about if I can, because I can. But what I can do, you have to receive it. And the only way you can receive what I can do is what? If you believe. So it's not about what God can do. It's about what I can believe. Can I say it again? It's not about what God can do, because God made the universe. It's about what I can believe. If you can believe it, oh my God, all things are what? Possible. Somebody shout, I believe. Shout, I believe it. So do you believe, those of you single, do you believe you can meet somebody this year? Do you believe? Do you believe? Gwami, tell me something. Do you believe? Those of you trusting God for fruit of the womb, do you believe you can conceive? You're not answering me well. Do you believe you can conceive before this month is over? Shout, I believe. How many of you believe you can have a financial miracle just like I prophesied? Shout, I believe. Once you believe, go back to that scripture quickly. The last one. Once you believe, what happens? You enter the realm of what? Possibilities. In other words, once you believe, anything is possible. So your faith is important. So what is God's side? So my side is clear. My side is to believe. What is God's side? Ephesians 2 verse 4, quickly. Ephesians 2 verse 4. But God, who is what? Rich in mercy. Somebody say, God is rich. Do you believe God is rich? Your father is the richest personality in the universe. When your father gets bored, he makes a new planet. If God were to sell the moon, let's say God was from Newe and God decided to sell the moon. Can the prophet from the moon take care of your business? Just the moon, no? But listen, he says, Paul said to the Philippians, my God shall supply all your need. According to what? His riches in glory. That means if God has to sell the moon, because it's among his resources, it's not according to First Bank, it's not according to Zenith, it's according to what? His riches in glory. Oh my God. That's why the prophet could stay in a place by the brook and ravens, carnivorous birds, brought him what? Meat and bread twice a day. These are birds that eat meat. But when it came to supply, they respected themselves. What did they bring him in the morning? Burger. What is bread and meat? The man was eating hamburgers. When there was famine in the land, he was eating hamburgers. Cheeseburger. Say amen, somebody. Amen. Glory to God. Somebody shout, God is rich. Say, God is rich enough for me. Now let me blow your mind. Go to Romans 10 verse 12. Romans 10 verse 12. I have 3 minutes. Romans 10 verse 12. For there is no distinction between Jew and Greek, for the same Lord over all is what? Rich to all. Rich to where? How many people? All. So his name is El Shaddai. It means the multi-breasted one. What does the breast signify? Supply. So that means there's a breast for you, breast for you, breast for you, breast for you, breast for you. Everybody has their own. You have your own. He's rich to all. There's enough for everyone. So there's no reason to be jealous when somebody has a testimony, because you are next in line. Somebody shout, next. Here's enough. Here's enough. Well, says, well, pastor, why are you spending so much building the church? Don't you know there are people who are hungry? Listen, God has enough for me to build a church and still give the poor. And it will still have the universe. Say amen. Amen. God has enough for you to live in a nice house and still give more money than the rest for the sake of feeding the poor. Don't limit God. Say amen. Amen. He gives us out of his richness. He gives us. But here's the good deal. He doesn't just give us. He gives us richly. 1 Timothy 6 verse 17. Oh my God. Are you sensing what I'm sensing here? He says, command those who are rich in the present age not to be haughty, not to trust in uncertain riches, but in living God who gives how? Richly. So God is rich, but not just that God is rich, he also gives how? Richly. Think about that. If I was drinking coffee here, right? And God was pouring me coffee, cup of coffee, right? And it's got filled. My normal response would be, okay, Lord, it's enough. It's full. Ozugo. Amen? But you know what Lord will do? He'll keep pouring until it just spills over the table. And I'm like, Lord, what's going on? And he just smiles at me and keeps pouring. Your cup runs over. What it means is that God doesn't stop when you think he should stop. Are you still here? Glory to Jesus. God is liberal. When it comes to giving, God is liberal. He gives you nyafu nyafu. Say amen. Amen. He gives you with excess, so you have enough for every good work. Rise on your feet. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. For the next 1 minute, we're going to do two things. My time is up. I have 30 seconds. The first thing we're going to do is we're going to shout. The second thing we're going to do is we're going to laugh. How's that? Because there's a way you are going to laugh soon when these things begin to come to pass. You have to practice. There's a way you're going to shout soon, right? So you have to practice. Are you ready? I'm going to count to three. Those of you watching online, do the same. I want you to shout so loud. They will hear you. You guys here, they will hear you where? Where will they hear you? Help me, somebody. Abuja, they will hear it, Abuja. Hallelujah. Are you ready? Are you ready? One, two, three, go!
have been mobilized. The angels are mobilized. The angels are mobilized.
Hallelujah. The purpose of that shout was simply to mobilize the angels. You know, as soon as we shouted, it was their signal. They took off in different directions. That's why I said some of you will have testimony tonight. The angels have moved. The angels have been mobilized. Now listen. The last thing we're going to do, we're going to laugh for 1 minute. Listen, 1 minute. Let me tell you what's going to happen. This laughter is going to bring confusion to the enemy's camp. They won't know what to do with it. As you laugh, there's going to be a release taking place. It will confuse the enemy. So that while the angels are moving, the devils don't know what to do. 1 minute. Are you ready? If you don't know how to laugh, find a laughing partner. Find a laughing partner, oh, because this laughter, you must laugh it. It's a laughter of testimony. At the count of three. One, two, three, fire! Let me hear you laugh. 1 minute. Ha, 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 ha. You will laugh in a few days' time. This is how you will laugh in a few weeks' time. This is how you will laugh in a few months' time. Don't look at me. Don't pray. Laugh. Stop. Wait. We have 30 seconds of laughter remaining. Listen. Some of you, I said laugh. You know what you did? I was watching you. I said laugh. You are going shibri. It's not time for shibri. There's a time to pray. There's a time to dance. There's a time to laugh. Is somebody here with me? For the next 30 seconds, you combine laughter and dancing. Are you ready? Fire. Let me have some music. Come on. Laugh. Celebrate. Celebrate your testimony. Celebrate your victory. Celebrate. Somebody should dance. Somebody should dance and laugh. Celebrate your testimony. Celebrate your testimony. Celebrate your testimony. Ha 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 ha. Because you will see it. Laugh. Before you see it, laugh. You will see it. It shall come to pass. Laugh. Forget about that destruction. Laugh. Dance. Do it by faith. Faith. Faith action. Let it be your faith action. Let it be your faith action. I know it like I know my name. Some of you, you will come back this evening. Don't be shy. Don't be shy. You will testify. It will be a sign for some others. So make sure you come back this evening and tell us what God did today. Say amen. Say amen. Say amen.
Amen. Let's put our hands together for Pastor Andy Osakwe. All right, may all be seated. All right. So we'll go back to back this morning.